Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dark Days by James Ponti, narrated by Elizabeth Klett. Prologue. You're probably wondering what I'm doing in jail. My dad says you should always look on the bright side of things, and normally that's great advice. Like when I had to have my tonsils out, but I also got to eat as much ice cream as I wanted. Or when our weekend on the Jersey Shore got canceled, but we ended up going to a Yankees-Red Sox game instead. I was even able to find a bright side on the first day of school, when a maniac zombie attacked me in the Roosevelt Island subway station. It led to a group of amazing friends and a secret life watching over the world of the undead. But lately, the bright sides in my life have been harder to find. I mean, what's good about the evil Lord of the Zombies? You know, the one I was totally sure I helped kill, surprising everyone by reappearing even more powerful than ever. Or how about Omega, the secret society I'm a member of, the one that's responsible for maintaining the balance of power and peace between the living and the undead, having to suspend all activity because our security has broken down and the lives of everyone I care about have been endangered. Then there's my current situation. Right now, I'm sitting on a bench in the middle of Central Park, which sounds kind of bright-sidey, until you realize the bench is in a holding cell in the Central Park precinct of the New York Police Department. That's right. I, Molly Bigelow, Little Miss Goody Two-Shoes, who's never gotten so much as an after-school detention, am in jail. If you can think of anything positive about this, I'd love to hear it. Because when my dad gets here, I'm pretty sure he's going to focus on the getting arrested part. I can already hear the conversation. Gee, Molly, when you said you were going to the Central Park Zoo, I assumed the animals would be the only ones behind bars. You're grounded for life. I was charged with disturbing the peace because I jumped into the water at the sea lion exhibit. I did it in a moment of desperation, and while it seemed like a good idea at the time, I now realize it was a flawed plan. First of all, the water was way colder than I expected. I'm talking like a brain freeze but all over your body cold. And secondly, I didn't think about the fact that I'd be stuck in wet clothes for the rest of the day. Being arrested is bad enough, but being arrested in waterlogged jeans, wet underwear, and sneakers that squish every time you take a step is even worse. The officer who arrested me was actually pretty nice about it. Her name is Strickland, and instead of putting me in handcuffs, she just led me to her squad car, no doubt confident that if I made a run for it, she could easily track me down by following the wet shoe prints. Once we got to the precinct, I was fingerprinted and had my mugshots taken. By the way, remind me not to jump fully clothed into a pool right before next year's yearbook pictures. The wet look and I are not a good match. Next, I got to use my one phone call to let my father know where I was. That was pleasant. I'll skip the specifics, but the conversation quickly went from, "Are you all right?" to, "Are you insane?" Then I put him on with Officer Strickland. They talked for a minute or two, and at one point, she even laughed. Afterward, she told me that she had some good news and some bad news. The good was that once my father arrived, I was going to be released with a warning. Although, she added, if you ever want to go back to the Central Park Zoo, you owe them about 50 hours of volunteer work. I guess that's fair, I replied. It will probably involve a shovel and animal poop. The thought of that made me cringe. Is the animal poop the bad news? No. She laughed. That's still part of the good.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?